Country Pop FM. Bob Almanac today, Thursday, September 10th, 254th day of the year. We have 112 full days left in 2020. And we have an almanac quiz we're going to handle here a little bit later today, featuring this prize. It would be a pair of tickets to the Zephyr Theater's Bakersfield Sound Show this Saturday. And again, 5 o'clock showtime in Stillwater this weekend. All right, today's first item on the almanac, get ready to be entertained, informed, and educated. John Smith, elected council president of the Jamestown Colony, which was the first English colony in North America. We know that the Spaniards, started a colony in St. Augustine, present-day St. Augustine, Florida, several decades prior to this. But 1608, the English got their shot at Jamestown in what is now Virginia. And John Smith, pretty famous guy, He could have picked a name that wasn't so common and somewhat boring, but it's very popular. John Smith, was there any Russian or Chinese meddling in that election for John Smith? 1813 on this day, United States Naval officer Oliver Hazard Perry led a fleet of 9 ships to victory over 6 British ships. It was during the World War II. It was at the Battle of Lake... I mean, World War of 1812.
There we go.
Yeah, I know.
You knew.
Thank you. Battle of... You realize how much information I'm processing here in this next 15 to 20 minutes? Stuff does come out
wrong.
Oh,
I understand. I wasn't chastising. I just wanted to make sure the listeners were...
I just wanted to get my point out there that we are simulating so much information here at this point. It's amazing that my brain does not explode.
Right.
I don't know how I'm holding it together.
No, nobody does.
It's not going to last long here. At some point in time, it's just going to break and bust. And
I hope I'm around to see it.
I will be in a vegetative state
after
that. But anyway, the first defeat of the British naval squadron by the U.S. It was the Battle of Lake Erie during World War II. No, wait, 1812. I did that on purpose, I think. The leader of the U.S. fleet sent the famous message, "We have met the enemy, and they are ours."
Nice.
And that was U.S. General William Henry Harrison. He didn't send that. He received that.
Okay.
And, of course, he'd eventually be our president.
President, yes.
So that was 1813 during the War of 1812. So they should have just renamed it War of 1812 Part Due.
Yeah.
Or War of 1813 as it carried over.
Update. It's now the War of 1813.
First ever DWI took place. It was a taxi driver, George Smith, another very... bland name.
Right.
Give us some spice, would you?
Little Smitties.
British police arrested. It was in Britain that this happened. I assume London, maybe Liverpool, somewhere near the Mersey. First DWI ever recorded. Autobahn in Germany opened on this date. The Autobahn, no speed limit. Actually, they do have some speed limits in some parts and for different classes of vehicles. I looked it up, but... if you've got the right kind of vehicle, Neil, in certain parts of the Autobahn, you can drive as fast as you want to.
I wonder how many wrecks there have been because of people driving out of control.
They have very wide lanes, so you got plenty of room.
That's helpful.
1921. Now in 1935.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Oh, boy.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I am what I am because I am what I am. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
I am what I am because I am what I am. I've stands all I can stands. I can stands no more. It's Popeye, heard for the first time on radio this date, 1935.
I wouldn't call him a great vocalist, but...
somebody had to sing it. He's better than Bluto.
Oh, yes.
Or Brutus, 1935.
Wow.
Or Alice the Goon. I love Popeye. 1948 in the news.
In Washington, Mildred Gillers, known to thousands of GIs as Axis Sally, has been found guilty of treason after a lengthy trial. Accused of being a sort of Lady Haw-Haw because of her broadcasts on Hitler's wartime radio, and having now been convicted, she's driven off to await her sentence. It could be life imprisonment or the supreme penalty.
You had Axis Sally, you had the Hanoi Hannah, Tokyo Rose, these radio broadcasters were traitors.
That's right.
What they were.
They were.
And this was Axis Sally. Mildred Gillers indicted on this day, 1948. She ended up spending 12 years in prison.
I love those newsreels, by the way.
That's how serious took that whole thing. You know, she just wasn't spinning the hits, Neil. She just wasn't playing, you know, the latest from Glenn Miller.
No.
Or the new Harry James Orchestra featuring Frank Sinatra.
Mm-mm.
It was propaganda that she was spewing. And
there was
she
hidden
the
messages
price.
In there.
1953.
Want some TV brand dinners? Get turkey, Salisbury steak, or fried chicken. Remember, you can trust Swanson.
You know, when you do the fried chicken one, then little itsy bitsy pieces of the fried chicken batter would get stuck to the top.
Yes.
That little layer of tin foil, you'd have to try and chip that off because that was the best part.
Yes, and I like the little mashed potatoes I got stuck to it, too.
So who does better when it comes to those kind of meals? Is it Swanson or is it Banquet? Because Banquet's pretty good, too.
Yeah, Swanson was the first. That's what I remember. You know, as a kid. I remember we had those when, you know, especially when Mom and Dad were going out.
Right.
We got the Swanson dinners.
Swanson sold their first TV dinner this date in 1953. And then 2 years later, a big, big day for Neil Freeman. What Neil is today, we can trace back to this date in 1955, even before his birth. But
I'm tearing up here.
This is where, you know, it just affected him just tremendously.
And now I'm proud to present my friend Jim Arness in Gunsmoke.
Gunsmoke, starring James Arness as Matt Dillon.
So good.
Of course, what's his name? John Wayne calls him Jim Arness because they're good buddies.
They're buddies.
They're very close, and he had acted with John Wayne in various movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you tell the story all the time. They wanted John Wayne to do it,
right,
but he was too big of a star.
Yeah, yeah. He was too big into the movies, so he suggested James Arness. They went with it. Of course, he's a Minneapolis native. And those early ones, they always started after you know, the guy said, we're starring James Arness. He was always walking through Boot Hill and explaining, you know, what's going to happen in this episode. So they always started in Boot Hill.
Which was kind of what, a cemetery?
Yes, that is where the bad guys were buried. So he's walking around Boot Hill. Yeah, I shot all these guys. No, it's pretty good.
A
great
nice
show.
Little 20-year run, too.
Not bad. 20-year run. Pretty good.
1974, we just lost Lou Brock, and this was the date that he ties and then sets the single-season stolen base mark, which had been held by...
Maury Wills, I think?
It was Maury Wills. The career record was, I think it was Ty Cobb. He broke Ty Cobb. And, of course, then Ricky Henderson blew all of those records out the water. So that was in 74. In 88...
we announce our first runner-up. It is Maya Walker, Miss Colorado. Miss America is Gretchen Carlson, Miss Minnesota.
Wow. We were so proud as Minnesotans. We had our very own Miss America from Anoka, Gretchen Carlson. 62nd Miss America on this stage. She's gone on to a broadcasting career.
Yep.
As you know, Neil... that was 1988. 1990.
Master William, tradition dictates that a clean, unbreakable line be drawn between a family and their butler. Therefore, it is necessary for the operation of a household that you address me as Geoffrey, and I in turn address you by your proper title, Master William.
Are you robo-butler, man?
We saw the Fresh Prince for the first time. Will Smith.
Made him a star, right?
Yeah, Philadelphia, born and raised on a playground is where he spent most of his days and that whole thing. And he's going to smell the taxi cab driver later, as you know. That was this date, 1990. And Will Smith has gone on to a nice career.
Yeah, he's done well.
Before that show, he was, you know, he and his DJ Jazzy Jeff guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They were already rapping. They had already had a couple of hits. And then he made the move to TV and then to movies. My goodness. This song was released 1991. It's the birth of grunge rock.
Doesn't do much for me.
It's Nirvana. They call this the anthem of Generation X. Kurt Cobain, that's a nice sweater that he's wearing in the video.
I'm sure of that.
So that was in 91. How about the little tidbit from 92?
May I help you?
I'm in sad shape.
Wait a minute. Before you begin, I must ask that you pay in advance. 5 cents, please.
Chuck just happens to have it.
Boy, yeah. What a sound. How I love
So, you. Yeah, 5 cents. But in 1992, that went up to 47 cents.
Ah, for a stamp?
Lucy.
Oh, no.
No. This was Lucy and her psychiatric help. Her little
just
booth.
For
the doctor.
Right,
is
oh,
in.
Yeah.
So
right.
It was 5 cents. And then today in the Peanuts comics, they went up to 47 cents. That's quite a jump.
That is a jump.
But finally, I mean, Lucy had held back as long as she could when it came to the cost of living and inflation and everything. And eventually just caught up to her. The rent on her little booth was going up. And, you know, she had to pay insurance. And there was all that other stuff. There was Social Security and the FICA. So that was 1992. 2002, Switzerland finally joined the United Nations. They had tried to be neutral this whole time and eventually said, you know, we better join the United Nations. So it took them a while.
Yeah.
But it was 18 years ago. And then this was in the news a year ago.
An Iranian woman has died from setting herself on fire in front of a courthouse after learning she could be imprisoned for 6 months. For sneaking into a soccer match dressed as a man, according to semi-official news outlets.
So women could not go to men's soccer games in Iran. I don't know if they changed that. They were trying to, but at this point they hadn't. And it just gives you an idea. It's still not one world.
No.
So that was the state.
That is a far cry.
2019 birthdays.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow. Waiting for night to fall.
This is Danny Hutton of Three Dog Night.
Very good.
Girl in a dream.
One of their three lead singers.
Sitting right. On a pillow. This is the night. Go to the celebrity ball.
And then his buddies Corey Wells and Chuck Negron jump in there and do a nice job. Danny Hutton, 78, Three Dog Night, one of my favorites.
Yes, very good.
They
stuff.
Had a lot of hits.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
This guy didn't have a lot of hits, but he has some memorable ones, including his version of Light My Fire, which was Muy Caliente, Neil.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he has this little ditty that you hear every Christmas. Some kid singing here now. Jose Feliciano.
What about Chico and the Man?
75. He did
that, too.
He did the theme to Chico and the Man.
Love that.
Don't forget about that. Bob Lanier, Basketball Hall of Famer.
He had the biggest shoes of anybody there for a long time.
What was he aside before Shaq came along?
Yeah, he was 23.
That's a big foot right there.
Caution. You are about to enter the no-spin zone. The factor begins right now.
He was the master of the no-spin zone. I think that meant he had good tires, right? He had real good tires with good traction, an aggressive tread.
Mm-hmm.
The no-spin zone from Fox. That's Bill O'Reilly, the magnificent Morocco. Bill O'Reilly, by the way, 71. And let's go to WWF Wrestling now.
I have a whole recording of Pat Patterson's interviews, a recording of his wrestling matches, a recording of Pat Patterson's most exciting moments, and I play them every night before I go to sleep because they put me to sleep. He is boring. He is boring. Pat Patterson.
He's the magnificent Don Morocco.
I remember him.
He was born in Hawaii, and he actually says he was from Hawaii. One of the rare wrestlers that actually tell you exactly where they're from.
Yeah. Not parts unknown.
Not parts unknown or some made-up location.
Right.
Don Morocco, the magnificent Morocco, is 71. Joe Perry on the guitar.
Pretty iconic riff.
Steve Tyler singing, Joe Perry ripping it on the guitar. He is 70 today. Can't get enough Bananarama. And 1/3 of the ladies that made up Bananarama, Siobhan Fahey. She was one of the blonde ones. She's 63 today. Colin Firth, Academy Award winner.
For the second time in the lives of most of us, we are at
at war.
The King's Speech. He won the award for that as he was playing George the Sixth, whose brother Edward, was it the Eighth, had abdicate, dance to the mute. That was the song that we played from Three Dog Night, so there's the combination there for you. Celebrate, abdicate. So Colin Firth, a lot of good movies for that guy. Good actor. People really respect him. He's 60 today. They called him the Big Unit. Randy Johnson.
He was a big man. Tall, skinny.
He's like 6'10".
Yeah.
And a lot of arms coming at you. The ball was halfway to the plate by the time he got rid of it. He won five Cy Young Awards, but probably most famous for what?
Well, killing a bird.
Yeah,
for
dove.
One.
The,
yeah.
In spring training, he hit a dove.
Yeah. The dove ran into his fastball.
He didn't do it on purpose.
Really.
He was actually, he was pitching to home plate during an inning.
Yeah.
And feathers everywhere.
Just like last night, I was sitting on a bird flew right into my window and just feathers everywhere.
Like U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yeah.
Your problem.
Yeah.
You're along the migratory trail. That's
evidently.
Why, Neil, you need to put something on your windows.
That was crazy.
To prevent that from happening. So Randy Johnson's 57. Another big 80s song here. You had your Bananarama, and then you had Tapao. I think they only had one hit.
I don't know this one.
Well, what I like about this is they had the guts to name their band after a Vulcan character on Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
One of the Vulcan elders was named Tapao. Carol Decker, the lead singer from Tapao. 57 today. And, of course, we have a rapper of the day, Big Daddy Kane. Is 52, our rapper of the day.
Very nice. Always good to have one of those. Gone but not forgotten. He published Funk and Wagnalls, Isaac Kaufman Funk. 1839.
I hold in my hands the envelopes. A child of four could plainly see these envelopes are hermetically sealed. They've been kept in a mayonnaise jar in Funk and Wagnalls' port since noon today. No one knows the contents of these envelopes. What are you? And your mystical and divine way will ascertain the answers.
That's how I know Funk and Wagnalls. That's where I first heard about him during the Karnak.
It's so good. Ed just shines right there, for no doubt about it. Let's see who else. I got to mention producer and director Robert Wise. The guy gave us West Side Story and The Sound of Music, two of the all-time classics. He deserves a mention. 1914 for that man. He is the deacon, the great one, legendary golfer. Arnold Palmer.
Everywhere I go, people ask me, Arnie, is that old tractor you drove in the Pennzoil commercial still running? Still running? We use it here at La Trobe every day.
He was one of the first mass-marketed athletes.
Yes.
As far as going out and doing testimonials and whatnot.
You got your king, Elvis Presley, and your king of country, and Arnold was the king of golf. Arnold Palmer, 1929. Remember Charles Kuralt?
Good morning. Here begins something new. I'm Charles Kuralt, and this is Sunday Morning, a 90-minute CBS News program that starts right now.
It was a nice show.
It was a nice show. And of course, he did his On the Road series forever. The unmistakable sound there of Charles Kuralt, born on this day, 1934. And he was born in the neighboring state of North Dakota. One of the great baseball players for the Yankees, and he had one magical year. Roger Maris, born on this day, 1934. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Did they remove the asterisk?
Yes.
I think they did.
They did.
So your staff, I thought you hired some people that know country music.
I thought we did.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
I'll stay in love with you, and that's one place he's never been. Please understand me.
Tommy Overstreet.
Oh, yeah.
No relation to Paul.
No.
Tommy Overstreet, 1937. Heaven is my woman's love. Congratulations. He has a song about Gwen and Don't Go City Girl on Me. And Don't Go Running. And now they're all gone.
Gone.
But not forgotten. We're doing the quiz here today. It's quizzing it up for these tickets. Zephyr Theater, Bakersfield Sound. It's Saturday. It's in Stillwater. And here on this date in 1992, the psychiatrist Lucy in the Peanuts comics raised her psychiatric help cost. Usually she was helping Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown, Chuck, needed a lot of psychiatric help.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're 4 years old and you're bald already, you might need some psychiatric help. Yep. And Lucy was there to provide that at a cost. But at this point in 1992, you know what she should have helped is she should have called a social worker on Pigpen's family is what they should have done.
Right.
I mean, that kid, how dirty he was. What kind of house was he living in?
That's not right.
I mean, get the county in there and clean that place up. You know, get that kid into a clean house. Have him live with the Van Pelts or the Browns.
Where's Dr. Phil?
You know, they needed help. That poor Pigpen kid. I mean, just a dust of just filth following everywhere. Where was the county? Where was social services, Neil?
It's a question that needs answering.
So anyway, Lucy raised the cost of her psychiatric help up to what on this day? Went from 5 cents to what?
Mm-hmm.
763-450-0100. Text in your answer. The 10th person with the correct answer at 763-450-0100 will win that prize, the Bakersfield Sound and Stillwater pair of tickets. Good luck. Would you like to start your Bob-a-thon no-repeat workday with Walk on Faith? That former NFL player played for the Cincinnati Bengals, Mike Reed.
Mm-hmm.
You could go with Randy Travis, Digging Up Bones, or the Bellamy Brothers. If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?
I think we will go Mike Reed today.
Good call.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBG.